latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Newcastle United headlines. Beginning with the news that Rafael Benitez is still sweating on the fitness of Jonjo Shelvey and captain Jamal Lascelles ahead of this weekend's encounter with Crystal Palace at Selhurst Park. United's boss must decide whether Shelvey, who was an unused substitute last week, is ready to return to the starting lineup. He's unwilling to take any risks with Shelvey, given his importance to the side, but with United's poor start to the season, he might feel that he needs Shelvey in his lineup to take on Roy Hodgson's Eagles. Meanwhile, there is also a concern over captain Jamal Lascelles, who has an ankle injury. He was forced off at half-time against Arsenal last week. Speaking after the game, Benitez said he twisted his ankle in the warm-up. He's yet to return to full training, according to reports. Moving on, and Newcastle forward Yosi Perez believes a win against Crystal Palace on Saturday could kick-start Newcastle's season. Newcastle have managed just 1 point from 5 games so far and sit one from bottom in the Premier League. The St James's Park club have faced 4 of last season's top 6 in their opening games, however, and Perez believes their upcoming run of matches offers them a chance to put some points on the board. He says it's going to be really important for us. We don't use excuses, but we can't say that this isn't against another top side. It's against a team that we can beat. We have to be ready for it. It's 3 points, and if we win it, we forget about what happened and we start climbing. Finally today, and it's being reported in the French press that Newcastle were one of several clubs to table an offer for Nice winger Alain Saint-Maximin during the summer transfer window. It's being claimed that Liverpool, Newcastle and Sevilla all expressed an interest in the 21-year-old, and that while the heads of Nice were tempted by the offers, they didn't respond to the proposals.